Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice." The sheep hear his voice. "And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow. A stranger they will not follow. But they will flee from that stranger. They will flee from the stranger, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Last week, we focused on our Father's heart to hear the prayers of his people. God says, "Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Psalm 50, verse 15. This week, we want to turn our attention to our Father's heart, his longing to be heard. His longing for us to listen to him and follow him with our lives. And so grow up into maturity as a church. Jesus said, "The sheep hear his voice and follow him. For they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Jubilee, I hope we can say that. I hope we can say that in 2018. A stranger, Jubilee, will not follow, because we don't know the voice of worldliness. We don't know the voice of the world. When the Father spoke, when he spoke openly concerning his Son in the time of Jesus to the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Don't listen to the world. Listen to him." Matthew 17, verse 5. Well, at one point in his ministry, Jesus was saying some hard things that people couldn't understand. They just couldn't understand, nor could they believe. And so Jesus turned to his disciples and he asked them, because many of them or the others were turning away, he asked them, "Do you too want to go away? Do you want to leave?" And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jubilee, God's heart, his longing is to be heard in 2018. God is the storyteller of all of life. He calls us to listen to him and to flee from strangers. Strangers on your TV. Strangers in the movie theater. Strangers at work. The words coming out of strangers' mouths. Flee! Because we don't want to listen to strangers. He reminds us that he has created purpose for life. He has created purpose for our lives, and it's found wrapped up in the story that unfolds from his mouth. Listen to him, Jubilee, in 2018. And he warns us that all other storytellers come only to steal and to destroy. But what do we find our hearts listening to? To what story will we listen in 2018? To what story are we going to give our time and our energy in 2018? Well, this morning I want to engage our hearts in a story that just goes beyond imagination. All right? So let's jump in. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 22. You don't need to turn there. You're so familiar with this parable. Matthew 22, if you want to look at it later. He said, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent messengers to call those who were invited to the wedding feast. But they would not come. But they wouldn't come. Again, he sent other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fat calves, they're killed, they're prepared for the wedding feast. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention. They paid no attention. They went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. They paid no attention. The king was angry. The king was angry. And he sent troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you may find. And those servants scrambled. They went out into the roads and they gathered all whom they could find, bad and good, the text says. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there was a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot, cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be no weeping, gnashing of teeth. There will only be gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Jubilee, I want you to listen to the heart of our God. Listen to this king. God has prepared a wedding feast for his son. God, the creator of the ends of the earth, has prepared something lavish. Full of joy, a place full of joy, a place full of pleasure, a kingdom full of pleasure, a place in which we were, for which we were created. A place that satisfies, a feast to be enjoyed. Not only has he, the God of the universe, prepared this place, but he himself is present at the feast. He's there. And it's his presence that commands authority and brings about all that is good. And now the wonder. Here's the wonder. Listen. Here's the wonder. He invites us, the bad, the good, according to our standards. He invites us to join him in this celebration of life. It isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing relationship with the King of Glory, a feast of abundance in relationship with God, as he continues to pour out grace upon grace into our lives. It's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is among you, Jesus said. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6. So Deuteronomy chapter 6. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Right there in the front of your Bible. Old Testament. We're going to start in verse 4. And I want you to remember that God's desire is to be heard. That's what we're talking about today. God's desire is to be heard. He wants his story ringing in our hearts and ringing in our lives. So verse 4 of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel. This is Moses speaking. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Can you hear the energy? Can you hear the energy in this proclamation? Can you hear it? Moses is saying, here's something incredible, Israel. Here's something incredible. He's saying, here's someone to love with your whole being. God is providing himself as the object of your affection. All that you have. God is providing himself as the object. Go back to verse 1 with me. Listen to the heart of God. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me, Moses, to teach you, that you may do them. Commanded me to teach you that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess. That you may fear the Lord your God. That your confidence might be in the Lord your God. Not in other things, but in the Lord your God. And you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be long. Hear, O Israel, be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in the land flowing with milk and honey. That it may go well with you. It's my pleasure to give you the kingdom, the Lord says to us. That it may go well with you. I'm for you. Come into my presence. Come and know me in 2018. Listen to me as I tell the story of the purpose for which I've created you. Jubilee, listen to what God is calling, to which God is calling them. He's calling them to a place of confident rest. Rest in himself. That you may fear the Lord your God, a place of trusting in God's ability to care for them. Their keeping of his laws to be an obedience of faith. It's just an outflow of faith, an obedience that flows out of an ever-deepening relationship with God as they continue to see him working out his purposes through their lives. So God is calling them to a place of confident rest in him. He's also calling them to a place of delightful rest in himself. That it may go well with you, that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. If you ever get an opportunity to go outside of the United States of America and you live for a short time, maybe it's a short-term trip, you will come back and say, whoa, this is milk and honey. God has given us so much, not for us to worship what we have, but for us to know his abundance and turn it into resource to resource other people, to draw them into a true understanding of who he is. That's our mission in 2018, to use what God has given to us to bless those around us and point them to Jesus Christ. So Moses is inviting people, Israel, to be God's people. He's inviting them into an ongoing relationship with God. A relationship that defines the way they are to live and the way they are to think about life. And it's a relationship that satisfies. It satisfies the deepest longings of their hearts by filling their lives with purpose, security, and great joy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Israel is entering into a land that's filled with gods, filled with influences for evil, idolatrous worship, demonic influences. It's all through that land. Promised land? Wow, interesting. Yes, he brings them in with the promise of himself to drive out. And he asks them, don't listen to strangers. Listen to me. Listen to me. Moses is reminding them that the Lord stands alone above all gods. He alone is to be worshipped. He alone is God. Jubilee, God has not changed. God has not changed. He still demands the very same worship from his people. Let me say it again. He still demands the very worship from his people. If you choose to go in a different way, if you choose to listen to other gods, in 2018, God will be angry. It's true. He demands to be worshipped because he wants what's best for you. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know the reason for which He created you and made you. God's inviting us into something that will blow our minds. Now, I want us to read the next few verses in this text, starting at verse 5, from a kingdom perspective, okay? So, we're thinking at it from a kingdom perspective, and so we're going to kind of change the way it looks. Bye, Lindy. It's my family. I guess I hit that too hard. Lindy's on her way to school. So from a kingdom perspective, Jesus was often calling us, wasn't he? He was often calling us to think from, or to think about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that is even now in our midst. And so I want us to read these verses, not merely as commands, that's how we usually read it, but not merely as commands, yes that, but as a prophetic view of life in the kingdom, as that which should define our lives. I want you to catch a fresh glimpse of the life into which we are called as the church, as we live out our days in this world filled with other gods and influences for evil. So I want you to feel and hear the grandeur, okay? The grandeur to which we are called, to give even more definition for us in 2018 as a church. So that we learn to listen only to the story that comes from the Father. So we learn to talk about and encourage faith as a church with one another in the life that is given to us in the kingdom of heaven. So verse 5, look at verse 5 with me. I'm going to start it with this. In the kingdom of heaven, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Let's change it to will. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Cool. I mean, really, right? Really? Yes. In the kingdom of heaven, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That's what it's like to live in the kingdom. God becomes and is the love of our life. All our being consumed with loving Him and serving Him and His purposes. We use our strength to fight against worldliness as it seeks to creep into the life of our church. In the life of the kingdom, these words, keep going, these words that I command you today shall be on your heart, Jubilee. These words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Let me ask you, what words, what story tends to consume our hearts on a daily basis? What story consumes our hearts on a daily basis? Are they words of promise and purpose for life spoken to us by God through one another? Or is our life consumed with selfishness? Words that serve me and my pathetic little story? Or the story coming from the world around us as seen in the movies or on TV or through other influences. Jubilee, God is calling us to live in the kingdom where His words are on our heart day and night. And He accomplishes this by the power of His Spirit. Do you hear what I said? He accomplishes this by the power of His Spirit. Some of you are going, oh, I don't have enough. There's just no way. Right. That's it. You got there. That's exactly where He wants you to be. He says, come in to the banquet that I've prepared. Let my Spirit work in your life in 2018, Jubilee, so that you become a people who focus on and who know and think about and talk to one another about me. That's His desire for us in 2018. Let me just pray for a moment. Father, I just thank You that You desire for us to live our lives loving You with all the strength that You provide and with Your words, with Your promises, with Your story ringing in our hearts. Amen. Well, let's keep going. In the life of the kingdom, you shall teach God's words diligently to your children and talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. That's the way it is in the kingdom. That's why we do what we do here at Jubilee, because that's the way it is in kingdom life. Can you hear it? This is what's to characterize us in this kingdom. God wants his words. He wants his message. He wants his gospel to be heard in our homes. He wants it there in our teaching. He wants it in our conversations with one another. He wants it in our lives. He's inviting us to live out this delight in him with our present lives. Our lives, by the power of his Spirit, can be consumed. They can be consumed with the very words and story that God is telling. God longs for us to be expressing his truth in the freedom of kingdom life. This is our glory. This is our glory, to be consumed with him and to be expressing it to one another and then to the neighbors and to the world around us. In the kingdom, or in the life of the kingdom, you shall bind them, God's words, as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets on your eye, between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. God's children delight to make much of God's word. Oh, let's do that in 2018, Jubilee. Let's delight to make much of God's word. And to that end, we're going to work hard to keep God's word ever before us. We know how easy it is to be consumed with the world, right? Yeah. And so we want to be a people who are characterized by creative expressions for keeping God and his word ever central in our focus here at Jubilee. So the invitation to the wedding feast, do you hear it in these words? Do you hear what God has prepared, what is ready for us in Christ Jesus? Are you eager to put aside what is urgent or what might seem urgent or what might seem important in order to be present at the wedding feast moment by moment, to be present with the Lord moment by moment at this God-centered feast of kingdom living? Jesus said, but they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business. What will his commentary be of us in 2018, Jubilee? They paid no attention. One went off. One had a television show he just had to see. One just needed to talk about other things rather than me. Wasn't comfortable. It was hard. What will be his testimony concerning Jubilee in 2018. Here in our text, Moses moves into a warning that the parable Jesus told is also meant to communicate. Listen to his words. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of good things that you did not fill, and cisterns or wells that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. The ruler of this world has a unique way of consuming our attention. The ruler of this world has a unique way of consuming our attention. He deceives us into thinking that we were created to focus on the delights that this world has to offer. He gets our attention, and then he never stops telling his story. He never gives a break. He'll never give you a moment to pause and think. Once he's got your attention, he goes on and on and on, and he's crafty, and he's good, and it sounds so good. He's good in his craftiness only, right? It's a story that he weaves that is so attractive to our flesh that often even those who have had the good news preached to them are drawn away into worldliness. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, he's been doing it from the beginning, hasn't he? When she saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. The enemy of our soul is cunning, and he seeks to influence us through a worldly focus that quickly causes us to forget the Lord. When you've gone into this land, when you've eaten, do not forget the Lord who has brought you to this place. We have forgotten at times that to which we have been invited. We are no longer listening to the story that's clearly told by our Father when we begin to listen to the cunning lie of the enemy of our soul. Moses says, take care lest you forget the Lord. It is so easy, Jubilee, to forget the Lord, and we've got to remind one another constantly. This is not an individual fight. This is a fight that we as a church must do together. You are responsible for the ones sitting next to you. To speak good news, to encourage, to pray, to ask questions. We must become more involved in one another's lives, determined to link arms and to finish together. We've got to remain awake. We've got to continue to listen. And Jesus reminds us that it's at this feast, the feast of the kingdom of God, the place where the gospel is understood and lived. It's at this place where you discover yourself being changed. You discover the Lord giving you a heart to love Him with all that you are, with all that your soul, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Our lives are like a house. I was using this illustration with a young lady in our house the other day. Our lives are like a house that has windows on the east and windows on the west. And the winds coming to the house are like the influences of your life. The winds are coming from both directions. The wind from the east is the Spirit of God blowing, 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 seeking to enter. The winds from the west are the winds of the world. That's pretty appropriate. Why didn't the west be? Okay. But the Spirit of God seeking to enter, seeking to remain. Spirit of worldliness seeking to enter, seeking to remain. And the influence of God comes to us by His Spirit through reading His Word, through times of prayer and meditation. It comes to us through times of worship, in times of encouraging one another in gatherings like MLGs. It comes to us through one-on-one time with one another, seeking to encourage, pray for, build up. Neglect these and you are effectively shutting the windows on your house to the Spirit of Christ. But it's not just that you're shutting the window on your life. You're shutting the windows for the Spirit of God, the influence of the Spirit of God on our lives. We are the body of Christ. We are members one of another. Shut the influence. You're hurting us. We need one another to open the windows, to keep them open and keep the windows on the west side shut as tightly as we can. God's Word needs to be on our hearts, and we must diligently seek to teach His Word to our children. We must talk about Him when we sit in our house and when we walk in the neighborhood and when we go to bed and when we rise up in the morning. We must be listening to and talking about the story told to us by our Father, the God of all creation. Do you believe we've got to use every means possible this year? Every means possible to keep the voice of our Father ringing in our ears as we journey through the days marked out for us as a church. And as we diligently listen together, we will find the Spirit of God to be working a new love in our life, a strong love, coming from our hearts and expressing the deepest desire of our soul, a love for our daddy. For this is our Father's heart, to be heard. His longing is for us to listen to him and follow him with our lives, and so grow up into maturity as a church. Jubilee, Jesus has purchased this story for us with his blood. Jesus has purchased this story for us with his blood. This is the gospel story. Will we make it the focus of our life together in 2018? If we do, it will demand our working together, encouraging one another, spurring one another on to love and good works. And it will fill us with the very purpose and joy for which we were created and saved. Let's pray. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you that you have ears to hear and you have a voice to speak. And you've given us ears to hear and voices to speak. And we want to hear your story in 2018 and we want to speak it forth. Help us to that end. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, the gospel was purchased at a great price. And brothers, those of you who are going to be helping with communion here in a moment, you're certainly welcome to prepare yourselves, because we're going to go right into this here. So the gospel was purchased at a great price. The feast was made ready through much preparation. That's what the gospel says, that's what the parable tells us. The invitation has gone out to the whole world, to the good, to the bad. But do you remember in the story? Do you remember in the parable? There is one person who entered the wedding hall believing that he was accepting the invitation. But he came on his own terms, didn't he? He didn't have a wedding garment. He never humbled himself. He came in his own good works. He came in his own garments. The things I do, bringing those to the feast. And he was rejected by the king and thrown out. Well, this communion meal that we are about to eat is not a meal to eat if you are coming in your own garments. This meal is for those who have recognized that they have nothing to bring. No garment that will please the king. We come to this meal to celebrate the gift of a robe of righteousness purchased for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you wear such a robe of righteousness today, not purchased by your own good works, but given to you through faith in the working of Jesus, you are welcome at this table. Come, eat, drink with us in the kingdom as we celebrate. For here we remember the new covenant, the new promise of a relationship with the Father given to us through the broken body and blood of Jesus Christ. Here at Jubilee, we like to eat and drink this meal together. So this is how we'll do things. So we eat and drink together, and then we worship in prayer. All of this done together, but we do it in small gatherings all around this room. And hopefully we'll see how this works. So when we receive the bread and the juice, hold on to them until all have received bread and the cup, and then we will form into small groups and we will pray. We will pray for one another as we celebrate the body and the blood given that we might be clothed in a righteous relationship with our God. If you are a newer believer and you haven't yet been baptized, you haven't followed the Lord in baptism, Join with a group and pray. But just leave the table for this time and come and be baptized and then join with us in the months to come. So brothers, come forward and serve our body. So again, I'll just ask you to wait as everyone receives the elements, and then we'll gather into groups and pray for one another and take the cup together in these small groups. If you're a visitor, join with a group. Join with a group. Just go. Be bold. Get in there and join with a group. And someone from this church will lead you and lead in prayer, seeking the Lord together. And then at the end, when all have eaten, when all have drunk, we will then call everyone back together and worship in prayer and ascend off. Okay, let's pray first. Father, thank you so much. I thank you for my brothers who are right here, ready to serve your body, the body of Christ. Thank you so much. Thank you that we have an opportunity to celebrate and to remember. Remember what was paid in order that we might be clothed, given a righteous garment, a righteous relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. So we don't take this lightly, but we remember and we rejoice and we pray that in 2018, our lives will reflect ears that hear your story continually. So do a mighty work. Come, even as we partake of this, come. Cleanse, drive out sin, Lord. And work in our lives, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.